Charlene Guy.
BFBS.
Well, it's been an amazing adventure, one that the whole world has been glued to, watching the likes of six people in a boat rowing across the Atlantic 3,000 miles on an epic journey, and they've made it today. In Barbados, we can now talk live to Alex McKenzie. Hello, Alex.
Hi there.
Good evening. One of the road to recovery. You've got there. You've completed. How do you feel?
It's been overwhelming, to be honest. It's been incredible. There's been a lot of times where we thought we might not make it, and we have done. And the support we've had has been absolutely phenomenal. It's been fantastic. And we arrived this morning to, you know, literally over 1,000 people on the dock at Fort St. Charles. Cliff Richard was there to meet us in a surreal moment. And we met all our families, had a burger, spent our first time on land for just over 7 weeks, and it was phenomenal. It was a great feeling, and great to be able to finish it and demonstrate what was possible in life, whether you're injured or not, because it's really important for us to get that message out there.
And, I mean, you got there today. You said there's 1,000 people. What did it feel like as you were rowing into Barbados to see that kind of reception waiting for you?
It was just beyond belief. We knew that there was a huge amount of support, but to see hundreds and hundreds of people lining the port and all of our families and the press and so on, it was incredible. It was really amazing. It was a great, great feeling. It puts everything in perspective after quite a demanding few weeks at sea.
I just want to wish you, on behalf of everybody that's been following the road to recovery, a really great evening. I know you've got a bit of a gala dinner, is that right?
We have, yeah.
Have you still got the feeling of, like, motionless after spending all that time at sea?
Yeah, it lives with you for about 3 or 4 days, apparently, so...
You're still going to be swaying.
Yeah, so it's still there.
And Cliff Richard, did he actually sing congratulations to you?
No, we attempted to get him to, but he wasn't playing ball. But we might try again later this week. He's going to come and see us again in a few days.
I'd like to think that he's going to invite you round to his pad for a little party. That would be nice as well, wouldn't it?
Well, you never know.
You never know. And the Queen as well, she's been really supportive with a nice little message once you got there as well.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's great to have support at that level. You know, shows the impact that the campaign has had. So it's really fantastic, and we're incredibly grateful for that.
So I think the last question is going to be, what is next? If you can conquer this, what is on the cards next for you and your team?
That's a big question. I think we need to have a week off to think about it. So we'll come back to that one a bit later.
Fair one. I think you deserve some downtime. Alex McKenzie from the Road to Recovery team, thank you so much for joining us today, and enjoy your evening of being at the bar and just celebrating what an amazing achievement you've done.
Yeah, not at all.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks very much. Okay, cheerio.
Wow, what a journey. A bit of a dodgy phone line there, but we don't care. He's done it. We're along with the rest of the team. Road to Recovery. What a year it's been.
Charlene Guy.
BFBS.